Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Each and every week, we're going to provide you the latest, greatest home improvement information that you can find anywhere. So happy to be with you. So glad you're with us, and I guarantee you we'll share something with you that you'll be able to use. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. Here we are wrapping up the month of August, Danny, rushing our way through summer. And yes, absolutely, if you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us. Danny and I are here each and every week to answer those questions. And right now, I suppose, Danny, people are finishing up the exterior of their house, trying to get all those projects and landscaping projects done before fall rolls around. So regardless of whether you're working on the inside or outside of your house, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
We sure want to be able to help you any way we can, and you can call the hotline. It's so easy, 800-946-4420. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week portal for you to be able to call us and leave us any type of recorded message or maybe a great tip that's worked well for you in the past. Share it with us, and we'll share it with our friends all over the country. Emails are always welcome, todayshomeowner.com/ask. I would imagine by now, Joe, some of the things that people have done, particularly outside in the yard and so forth, where they maybe really tried to get their yard looking better than it ever has before, they're seeing by now whether it worked or whether it didn't quite turn out the way they wanted, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And you and I are on two different sides of that fence, right? Because I've had an established lawn. We built our home about 25 or 26 years ago now. And Danny has a brand new home with brand new grass. But I suppose we're both probably still battling weeds, right? Even with a brand new lawn, you still get weeds. And I think part of the issue is you meticulously set a perfect base for the new turf, right? So the ground, you got perfect soil to grow the grass. Uh-huh. And of course, weeds love that soil too. So So it just goes to show, regardless whether you have an old lawn or a new lawn, we're both working on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we actually put all the grass down, one of the things I did is I actually killed every single piece of vegetation out there. I did a lot of research and talked to a couple landscape guys, and they said if you can kill everything there, you'll do better than trying to scrape or remove weeds, because those seed pods will get into the soil, like you're saying. It's very, very good soil, all tilled up nice and loose. But we're still battling a few of them, but my wife, she'll go out there and she'll pluck hundreds of weeds. Now, you remember we did a little, I don't know if it was a simple solution or something, some information that we shared a while back about how people will pick weeds and then they'll lay them on a sidewalk, you know?
Right.
And instead of putting it directly in a bag or directly in the trash can, and some of those seeds will get loose, and then the next time it rains, it washes off, and then you're planting weeds. So it took me a while to convince her about that. And when someone's out there pulling weeds, you really don't want to give them a whole lot of advice. So you just want to, you know,
glad you're not pulling weeds.
Right. Here's some iced tea. Here's this. So you have to be careful about that. Well, Joe, I'm certainly glad you're back with us this week. I know
that. Yeah, me too.
Unexpected power outage, and poor Joe was without power for five long days, I assume.
10 days. We've actually been out of power longer than that. We've been out for over a week, and this was 5 days. As the planet keeps getting warmer and warmer, we're seeing storms here in Connecticut we've never seen before. And this was the hurricane that blew through. And I live in western Connecticut. Well, most of Connecticut's pretty heavily treed. And I live in western Connecticut, and there are a lot of trees. I had probably 8 or 10 trees come down, most of them in the woods. One fell close to the driveway, which I chopped up, did not block the driveway, but it took down wires all over town. The entire town of Roxbury was without power for about 5 days. And, and what are you going to do? Fortunately, I have a standby generator, but I have a portable generator hooked up to a transfer switch, which allowed me to keep most of the house running, you know, the refrigerator, freezer, the water pump, so we had water. So it wasn't terrible. It's been worse, but, there's nothing to do. You know, you just wait it out. We had crews that came in from Michigan.
Why, is that right?
To hook up our power. So first, you have to wait for the town to clear all the trees off the wires. Then you have to wait for a crew of about 40 trucks to drive down from Michigan. Why it took 5 days. Once they get to town, it took 2 days to get the whole town electrified.
But
You know, what are you going
to
do?
Glad, in fact, glad you're back with us.
We realize how
good it is to have power and internet and things like that. Joe, I want you to join me in a little round of applause for our friend Dennis Gould, our engineer, has been with the Today's Homeowner Radio Show for 6 years. Yes. Yeah, Dennis.
He put up with us for 6 years.
That's good.
It's actually like 42 years because hanging out with me and Danny is like dog years.
It's like dog years.
So you have to multiply everything times seven.
Yeah, well, I just like to say that, you know, 6 years, it's been two of the happiest years of my life.
There he goes. Now, Dennis, I would assume, and I can tell that you just don't sit there and read magazines when we're doing the show. You listen and you engage. And, of course, you've always been a home improver well before the Today's Homeowner Show, but it sure seems like you've picked up a lot of things and you've fed back to us a lot of things that have worked well for you.
Yes, I have. And I mentioned a couple of them last week in Joe's absence and I mentioned them this week. I can't remember which week I'm where I am.
What month are we in?
In the time continuum. But you guys really inspire me a lot. And there's so many easy ways, cool ways to do things that I'm at Home Depot about 4 days a week. That's the result.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that we all appreciate is Dennis's positive attitude. You're not going to find Dennis in a bad mood. He's going to lift you up. He's going to make sure things are going. He's going to see the full glass of water. Everything is going good. So we appreciate that positive nature because we're surrounded by a lot of negativity, it seems like, these days. So it's great to have someone that's in the middle of the mix here that'll keep us all smiling.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Dennis.
Hey, coming up this week, we certainly have a lot of different subjects that we're going to talk about. One thing we've encountered a lot over the years is, you know, there's a lot of stucco walls on the exterior and some on the interior. And boy, when you're challenged with hanging something on a wall like that, you have to be real careful. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, there's a big trend these days. You know, Joe, I often think, and I've never seen the statistics on it recently, about how so many people are eliminating carpet in their house.
Sure.
Because of allergens and other reasons. And of course, there's a lot of cool floors out there that like the luxury vinyl tile and others. But I'm hearing so many people, including Chelsea at her own house just last week, removing carpet and finding hardwood underneath. And a lot of times it may need to be refinished, but there's really a few things out there that you can do to that carpet once you get it nice and clean. But cleaning the hardwood floor, but cleaning that hardwood floor without damaging it, that's the tricky part.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything better than pulling up old dirty carpet and finding a hardwood floor?
I know.
Especially in an older home. You almost never pull up a hardwood floor and find carpeting, which is, I guess, kind of good. But if that happened, somebody was not paying attention.
We stumbled across a solution, something that we didn't expect. And I'm going to share it with you in a little bit.
Okay.
That we use, because, a lot of times when they're putting the pad down, they'll put a little bit of glue to glue the pad down to keep it from slipping and so forth. And that glue residue can really be very, very time consuming, sometimes almost impossible to get off. We stumbled across a little method that completely removed it in minutes. So I'll share that with you.
Okay.
A little cliffhanger here, see? Teasing you a little bit.
All right.
We'll share that with you. In a little bit. Also, I'll tell you, people that listen to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show are doers. They really want to get things done around the house. And we have someone that has a very interesting patio project that took quite a while, but ran into a little stumbling block. We're going to help her with some of the things, some suggestions, so that she can finish the project, because it's really, really cool. And we'll make sure that picture ends up on our radio page, which you can go to anytime by going to todayshomeowner.com/radio, or just go to the navigation bar and put listen. Some really cool things on there and also insects, they're part of our life, but we're going to give you a few tips on how to eliminate some of the insects and how to go about it in a more wholesome way instead of just filling up your house with chemicals. We're having more and more people really wanting those kind of remedies, Joe, that can shy away from all of those harsh chemicals in the house.
Yeah, and the thing is, even when you start spraying poisons and chemicals around, it typically you'll just have contact deaths, meaning if the spray contacts the bug, the mosquito, the fly, it'll kill those. But what happens to the thousands of others? Of course, they sense this poison in the air and they take off perfectly healthy, and then they come back. So, you know, what are you going to do? Continuously spray a bug every time you see it? No, there are much better ways of doing it. And, you know, and you can always call an exterminator and get ideas from them, too, if it gets out of hand. But, yeah, there are lots of different ways and a lot of more natural, safer products to use around the house.
And a lot of times it's just as simple as take away what they're coming in there for, whether moisture or whether it's a food or whatever it is. A lot of times it's simply that. But there's so many challenges that you have when you're a homeowner. But if you look at it as an opportunity, as a way to make your house and the environment that you live in a little healthier, a little nicer looking, and maybe a little more modern looking, well, that's what we're going to share with you each and every week here on Today's Homeowner. We've got a lot coming up, so grab another cup of coffee. Maybe hit the hand sanitizer one time. It seems like I hit that every few seconds. And then have your mask handy. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Danny Lipford and Joe Truini is about to share with you a lot of information I guarantee you can use. Don't go anywhere.
Fall is just around the corner. So are Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot, where you can save every day on everything. From mulch to power tools, new appliances to a fresh coat of paint. You can even shop and save right from the app and get convenient delivery right to your door. The only question is, what will you do next? Tackle more fall projects with Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last, valid through September 7th.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show. So glad to be with you and so glad to be broadcasting all over this great country on over 300 stations, including this one, WBCK 95.3 FM in Battle Creek, Michigan.
And hello to brand and operations manager Tim Collins. Thank you, Tim, for putting us on the air there. Battle Creek, Danny, is located in south central Michigan, about midway between Lake Erie and Lake Michigan, and it is famously known as Cereal City because it's the original home of Kellogg and Post cereal companies. Unfortunately, those industries have been in decline for the past couple of decades. However, it's a really interesting story how Battle Creek became the epicenter of the cereal industry.
That's the first question I would have is like, how did that happen?
Yeah. Well, that was my question. Here's what I found out. Back in the late 1800s, Dr. John Harvey Kellogg founded a health clinic called the Battle Creek Sanitarium. And his younger brother, W.K. Kellogg, worked there at the lab. Then one day, W.K. accidentally spilled some liquefied cornmeal onto a heating element in one of the laboratories. Now, I don't know what liquefied cornmeal is and why he had some, but anyway, he spilled it onto a heating element. And of course, what happened was the cornmeal got cooked, dried into flakes. And at that precise moment, cornflakes were born.
Is that right?
And the rest is history. Yeah.
Wow.
That's how they accidentally created cornflakes. He tasted them, poured milk on them, and thought, you know, this is pretty good. And they started this whole industry.
How about that? That makes me hungry right now.
We'll be back in 10 minutes. Danny's going for some corn.
That's something I haven't had very much of. I used to, of course, as a kid, eat a lot of cereal. And I guess when you try to be a little more health conscious, you realize there's a lot of stuff happening in that cereal. But
that's right. There are worse cereals than cornflakes, certainly, like anything with marshmallows floating in it. But in any case, hello to everyone in Battle Creek. If you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us.
We would certainly love to help you with any home improvement question you have. It's as simple as calling us up, 800-946-4420. You can send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now we're going to California. Carolyn's on the line. Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, tell us about this challenge. You're trying to get a nice plant hanger up. Tell us what you're running into.
Well, I have a plant hanger that it's a wooden frame and with a wrought iron insert and a place for three small pots, and it probably weighs about 30 pounds. and I want to put it on the side of the stucco wall of the garage. But I don't know what type of screws or anchors, or I just don't know how to go about doing it. So
I got you. Well, the tricky part about it is stucco has changed so much over the years. You know, the original stucco walls were just like almost like a concrete slab, and then it kind of changed to more of a foam-type backing. Any idea how old that construction is on that garage?
Yes, the home was built in the mid-70s.
Okay. Joe, what do you think? You think the EIF system would be on one in the 70s, or do you think that would still be the traditional stucco?
Yeah, that's right on the border, right?
I know it.
The EIF system is what Carolyn, what Danny's referring to, is an expanded, it's like thick polystyrene, thick styrofoam panels with the coating of stucco on it. I'm betting, Carolyn, that's probably a traditional wood frame with stucco put over it.
Yes. We have had we had a kitchen remodel and stuff, and so there was no foam in there, I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't want to just start pounding nails into stucco, because you're going to start cracking it, and then
right.
get damage, and if water gets in there, you create more problems. So whatever you do, I would pre-drill holes. You know, make sure that's very important to pre-drill a hole, preferably to screw directly into a wall stud. But if not, what I would do is put it where you want it. Put the plant hanger wherever you want it. Drill the hole. If you hit a stud, great. If you don't, then use a hollow wall anchor. There's lots of different hollow wall anchors. And the ones that I use all the time and I recommend is by a company called Toggler.
Toggler?
Yeah, Toggler.
Okay.
And yeah, if you went to toggler.com, you'd probably see their whole line. And the two I would recommend, either a snap toggle, or they have a whole line of alligator togglers. And I try one or two of those, you know, depending on, you know, if you hit a stud, then you just need a screw. If you don't, then try one of these.
Okay. Well, all right. Is there anything special about the drill bit? Is there a special?
For stucco, no, ordinarily you'd use a masonry bit to drill a hole in concrete, but for that, it's going to be so thin, I would just use a regular drill bit. It might dull a little bit. And the other thing is, if you put a hole in the stucco, especially if it's a hollow wall behind it and you're going to use a hollow wall anchor, squeeze in a little silicone behind this, because you do want to seal out any rain, because you want to do everything you can to keep rain from getting into that stucco.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you very much.
All right, Carolyn, good luck.
Oh, yeah, thanks so much for being with us. Best of luck on that.
Thank you.
That sounds of an alligator toggler. Sounds like something my grandson Gus would just love to get a hold of. It sounds like a little toy of some kind.
Yeah, or something he might catch in the river behind your house.
That's true. Hey, we love to get emails, and we have one here. You can send us one, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Jason in Atlanta writes, my family and I are moving into a new house in a few weeks. Well, that's exciting. One of the things that I want to do is to seal the garage floor before we move in all of our stuff. Our last house had a stained garage floor, but it started peeling where we parked the cars. What can I do to prevent that from happening this time? Well, what you're describing here is really, really common, Jason, with garage floors, because, you know, you roll in there with these four hot tires and it's sitting there. You got to have something that really holds up very well. So first thing you need to do, like so many projects, is to prep the concrete really, really well before you apply any kind of coating. And that really means to use that pressure washer in a controlled fashion and just remove any old coatings or stain or anything that you can get completely. Then you want to choose the right coating. And water-based stains and paints are going to be more susceptible to that hot tire pickup that I mentioned, and because it just generates so much heat. But I'll tell you one that I've seen recently that works really well is a reliable epoxy coating called Die Hard 100, and it's from Deitch Coatings. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings. And it's an industrial strength two-part epoxy floor coating that uses 100% solids formula that'll allow it to stand up to even forklift traffic and commercial applications. So you can imagine how great it would work in your garage with just your cars. So just one coat will hide anything on the garage floor surface. The kit that you're going to get here that you'll be able to have everything you need. It'll include a cleaner to prep the floor, an epoxy resin and an epoxy hardener that mix together to form the coating. There's also optional decorative vinyl flakes included in the kit, which will create a slip-resistant surface. So you can kind of customize it to look just the way you want it to look. Now, once dry, the epoxy coating will resist water, salt, chemicals, and most importantly, there's none of that hot tire pickup you have to worry about. And the kits are available in gray or tan. And I'll tell you, if you want it to really look good and have kind of a glossy kind of showroom finish, you can add a coat of DieHard 100 Industrial Strength Epoxy Clear Coating on top of the vinyl flakes. So, hey, best of luck with your project. And for more information and to see some videos all about it, you can go to DeitchCoatings.com.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it does sound really cool. And I'll tell you, if you take those flakes and you put them just real evenly along there, you can make it thicker or lighter if you want. But it gives it some depth in there. And then you put that gloss on it, and it just well, first of all, it doesn't look like a garage anymore, because you can say, hey, I'd like that in my living room, you know? It really looks good. And the development that the Deitch folks have here, with Peter Deitch being involved in the development of a lot of these things, they really think of the homeowners and you know, any, because nobody wants something that's going to be very, very complicated to put on. It kind of scares you.
Right.
So by making it so simplistic, putting everything you need in one kit, very reasonable in cost, it really does make a lot of sense.
And we should mention that DieHard 100, it's spelled D-A-I Hard 100.
Yeah.
You know, similar to Deitch Coatings, right?
Okay, coming up, we're going to be talking about hardwood floors. You might have hardwood floors under that carpet. What happens when you pull the carpet up and you have to make that hardwood floor look good without refinishing it? I've got all the tips for you when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. If you've ever done any demolition, you know the value of a really good reciprocating saw. But you may also know that sometimes it can get pretty difficult to get into the space where you need them. Well, we've got a solution right now. The DeWalt Atomic 20-Volt Max Brushless Compact Reciprocating Saw solves that problem and then some. At only 12.5 inches from front to back, this one-handed reciprocating saw is perfect for close quarters, but it's not short of any features. It's 37% lighter than a comparable reciprocating saw and even includes a belt hook for ease of use. There's also an LED light for dark workspaces and a tool-free blade release for easy blade changes. And since a control is a key here with a one-handed tool, there's a variable speed trigger and a pivoting shoe to make sure you cut only where and what you want to. So for more information on this DeWalt Atomic 20-Volt Max Brushless Compact Reciprocating Saw, log on to HomeDepot.com. And Joe, you know, we have a fishing trip coming up. We may need one of these with the fillet blade on it because we're going to be bringing these big fish in, and we'll be able to use a reciprocating saw to clean them up and get them going.
I hope we do get to use that saw. Right, absolutely. Even if we don't get the blade, we'll use it anyway. Yeah. But yeah, I tell you, if you have a corded, a full-size corded reciprocating saw you're using all the time, you still need one of these smaller cordless, because they're just places you can't get, or you just want to, you know, you don't drag out the cord. You don't need to, you know, the power of a big heavy saw. These are ideal, especially because they run off those 20-volt batteries.
That's right. Hey, we'd love for you to be with us here on Today's Homeowner. All you have to do is call 800-946-4420. That's the Today's Homeowner hotline. We're going to the hotline right now. Lauren is on the phone with us from Illinois. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. A pleasure to be with you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Glad you're with us as well. And I'm interested in hearing the story, because this is something that I just dealt with just a couple weeks ago. So tell us about the carpet you're taking up.
Well, it's supposedly more than 40 years old, and we found what we hope to find, kind of, underneath. And that's inch and a half oak flooring.
Mm-hmm.
But like many projects, you find three more things you need to do.
Right, yep.
They had put down some adhesive, apparently, underneath the Rebond foam pad,
mm-hmm.
and it is reluctant to be removed.
Okay.
And we didn't want to just go ahead and sand it all. We thought maybe there ought to be some remover.
Okay.
Correct.
And is it solid, or is it just spotted here and there in different areas where it held the pad down?
Well, that's interesting. It didn't hold the pad down very well, at least not at this date. And it's all over the floor. Some areas are thicker than others. Where it's thick, it's still a little pliable. Where it's thin, it's quite hard.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that touches it is acetone. And I understand that's really bad for the wood, so we backed off of that.
Yeah, I would be real careful on that part of it. I'll tell you, when the guys are refinishing the floors, and we've done this a lot where in remodeling older homes, and you take it up, and there will be just glue, or even about the worst is when you have vinyl, thick vinyl, or back then linoleum glued to the hardwood floor. Then you pull that up, and you have bits and pieces of vinyl flooring, and then you have the glue that goes on it. But I tell you what, they will come in with their, I don't really think you need to do anything, but have the right guys come in on the refinishing, because a lot of times they'll put something that's fairly aggressive. It almost looks like a piece of window screen that's real stiff on it, and it'll just cut all of that glue right off of there. Then they'll get to the finer type of grit before they, you know, finish up that. But I really don't think you have to do a thing on it to be able to do that. And they'll use several pads in order to get it. But I mean, they can cut all of that off of the floor in just minutes versus hours and hours of scraping it on the floor. So I think that's what I would do.
I think you're telling me not to do it myself.
Well, now if you're going to rent the very aggressive hardwood refinishing floor sander, just know that you'll have to get a few extra pads, because usually you'll use the stand up type of machine there. That's an orbital sander is what I'm trying to say, a disc type sander, floor sander, and then you'll have to change several pads as it gets gummed up with the material that you have there. But it's really not that hard of a job, but you just have to have that right finesse in your hands when you're using that big aggressive machine.
So you feel like I can skip over any kind of adhesive remover, just cut right through it instead?
I certainly think so. Joe, I know you've had a lot of experience in this as well. Wouldn't you think it would be awfully hard? What I'd be afraid of is some of that you might get some solvent and some of that material actually soak down into the pores of the wood that you're not going to be able to do anything with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lauren, how big a room are we talking about here? Or are we talking about the whole house?
Well, we're doing two rooms, a living room that's good size, maybe 15 by 15, and a smaller one that's maybe 13 by 13, maybe.
Yeah, I think for that much flooring, you're better off just calling in a pro, as Danny recommended, because by the time you buy, I mean, there's a company called Clean Strip, and it's spelled with a K, Clean with a K, Strip. And they make a flooring adhesive remover that works really well, but it's $30 a gallon. You might have to buy a few gallons. By the time you add it all up, you can stand outside and have a glass of iced tea and let these guys just grind it right off the floor. And then they'll be able to evaluate at that point. They'll be able to evaluate what the floor looks like now and what the next step is going to be, you know, as far as mm-hmm. how much sanding is required to get it to where you want it. All right?
Okay. Can I get off on one small tangent? We have radiators. This is a 100-year-old house.
Uh-huh.
At some point, they, I guess it was maybe when they put in the wall-to-wall carpeting, they put a slab of maybe 3/4-inch plywood under the radiators.
Oh, boy.
I assume that was to support the radiator and distribute the weight. I want to remove those and power wash them and
yeah.
Unless you want to talk me out of it again.
No, I think that would be the best thing to do, is to go ahead and remove that. Hopefully hardwood floor is there under it. You have to do a little hand sanding under there in order to do it. But I'll tell you, Lauren, it sounds like a great project, and I'm sure those hardwood floors will just look awesome. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back with some more great information you can use.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Are you looking for a quick and inexpensive way to let fresh air in while keeping insects out? Check out Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a simple-to-install solution that attaches to your existing door frame with no tools needed, either inside or out, on single or sliding doors, and the durable mesh can stay up year-round. Plus, the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Cool off the easy way with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. Visit duckbrand.com today.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, Walmart, and Lowe's Home Improvement stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Here at Today's Homeowner, we strive to deliver the most trusted, practical information you need to keep your home looking and running great. That's why we want to hear from you through our listener survey. Whether you'd like to suggest a topic, have a segment idea, or want to let us know how we can improve, we want to hear from you. Each listener who completes our brief survey will be entered to win one of three $100 Home Depot gift cards. So head over to todayshomeowner.com/survey now to share your opinions. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
You know, there's nothing we value more here at Today's Homeowner than you, our listener, and we really strive to deliver the most trusted, practical information you need to keep your home looking and running great. That's why we want to hear from you through this recent, we just launched this new listener survey. Now, whether you'd like to suggest a topic, have a segment idea, or if you know some ways that you can help us improve the show, we want to hear from you. And each listener who completes our very brief survey will be entered to win one of three $100 Home Depot gift cards. It won't take long at all for you to do this, and we really need your input. So right now, head over to todayshomeowner.com/survey to share your opinions. We really do appreciate it. todayshomeowner.com/survey. Joe, we were just talking about, you know, the many times we've removed carpet and had the beautiful hardwood floor. Well, you know, Chelsea just bought this older home that was built in 1959, and we peeked under the carpet a little bit before she bought it. We found hardwood under there. Okay. So she decided that before she moved in, she was going to remove several of the rooms. So we peeled that carpet and that pad back, and man, this oak flooring just looked beautiful, but it had a little bit of glue here, some kind of weird blue dripping of glue that was, I guess, holding the pad down. And maybe the blue came from the pieces padding. Of the pad that were separated or so forth.
Right.
And so we started, you know, scraping it, and we started trying to dissolve it, trying to do different things. And then so I said, I knew she had a lot of work ahead of her and everything, and I left. Well, the previous day, we had been stripping off wallpaper. And so we had mixed some vinegar and some hot water and some fabric softener and some wallpaper remover solution. And it worked really well in getting the wallpaper off that had been there a long, long time. So she saw it sitting there, and she says, well, let me try this. So she sprayed that on the floor, and I'm telling you, she wiped it right up with a sponge.
Isn't that great?
Had tried Goof Off. We had tried lacquer thinner, or not lacquer thinner, mineral spirits, and then scraping it with a piece of wood, you know, to keep from doing it. And then she put that on it and wiped it right up. I came back the next day. It was like, wow. And it was just absolutely beautiful floor, and didn't have to refinish a thing. And because you have to be so careful, as you know, you use something like Lauren was talking about a minute ago that was on the show. You use something like acetone, you're going to see, you're going to strip everything off of there.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
But anyway, so just stumbled across that wallpaper remover solution, and boy, did it work good for that.
So you think it was the wallpaper stripper itself that stripped whatever this was on the
I think that's what it was.
I wonder if Lauren could use that.
It allowed it to release it, I think, is what it did.
Yeah.
You know, just like it releases it on walls when you have that wallpaper adhesive.
Right.
It did a great job. So
if the glue is water based, that would work. Lauren's job, it was so old that glue was probably not water based, so it wouldn't work. But the water has probably dissolved it. Yeah, that's great. That's a good tip.
Hey, let's get right back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Sharon is on the phone from Pennsylvania. And Sharon, I almost think of you as an artist. After seeing these pictures and all of the work that you put into this patio, I have to say it looks pretty good.
Well, thank you. Hi, how are you? I really enjoyed listening to your program. I get so much useful tips out of it.
Good.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
We appreciate that, and hopefully we can give you a tip that'll help on this. Again, thank you for sending these pictures. So that I understand, the picture where you say the stone has been removed, so you just removed all of the gravel that was there, and all of these pieces are in place now.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, Joe and I hadn't talked about this. We'll both give you opinions on this, but I think the look that you're looking for there, I think, is really neat. I haven't ever tried this exactly in an outside situation, but I would think if you used, first of all, go with a pea gravel, a very small gravel, and to fill all of the voids back in like you had before. And then I would think you could find an exterior urethane that you could actually pour, and where it would soak down into the gravel, and then of course it would go then put a light coat over the top of the of that, and let it, you know, on top of the patio stones, and then let it completely set up. I think that would be a really neat look. Joe, what do you think on that? You think a urethane or something that would hold up very good outside?
Yeah, I think it might, Sharon. This is a beautiful looking patio, and for our listeners, it looks like a sunburst almost, with a round piece in the middle and stones and pavers coming out, sort of like rays of the sun. And in between, there's some pretty wide spaces where you had stone or gravel in there. The first thing I thought of is you could create an exposed aggregate concrete surface, which would stand up virtually forever. And basically all that is you fill the spaces between the pavers with concrete, and then you set stones in it. So, you know, just cover it. So what you wind up with is stone set in concrete, and that's pretty durable. The other thing is they do make a product generically called a stabilizer sealer, joint stabilizer sealer, and Sherbond. There's a company called Sherbond that makes one. And I would contact them and see if that would work. Because that you would just spray on, brush on, pour on, whatever. And that would not only seal the pavers, but also lock in. I think it would lock in whatever stones you want to pour in between the spaces that you've got there.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Kind of procrastinating finishing this project because I wasn't quite sure what would hold up outdoors that would look nice.
Well, if you contact Sherbond, the product number, it's called SB1300. That's the product you're looking for.
Thank
thank you very much.
Hey, our pleasure, Sharon, and a lot of good work here and everything. We'd love to see it after everything's complete. If we can help you any other way, let us know. And thanks so much for listening to the show as well.
You're very welcome. I love the show.
Well, thank you. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure. Hey, you're listening to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Certainly glad you're with us. Coming up next, our simple solution for this hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Fall is just around the corner. So are Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot, where you can save every day on everything, from mulch to power tools, new appliances to a fresh coat of paint. You can even shop and save right from the app and get convenient delivery right to your door. The only question is, what will you do next? Tackle more fall projects with Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last, valid through September 7th.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Ready for a new look in your home but not ready to replace the tile? Update your grout color instead. Grout Renew from Custom Building Products is easy to apply and clean up for a fast tile makeover anytime. Grout Renew resists fading and mildew and it seals against stains while it colors the grout. Refresh your old grout so it looks like new or completely change the color so it feels like a remodel. Renewing the look of your tile has never been easier. Grout Renew from Custom Building Products.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Hey, so glad to be with you here. Want to remind you again about this great listener survey we would like for you to participate in. All you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/survey to fill out a very brief, just a few words, a few sentences, a few questions there that we have for you. Because what we're trying to do is to see if you have any suggestions on any topic or maybe a segment idea or you any way that you would like for us to kind of change things a little bit. We really want that feedback. Now, each listener who completes our brief survey will be entered to win one of three $100 Home Depot gift cards. It won't be up online for very long. So if you can, go today right after the show and fill out the survey. todayshomeowner.com/survey. While you're there, you might go over to the Simple Solutions segment and look at over 500 simple solutions that are available, but Joe has one for us right now.
All right, Danny. Here are four ways to keep the plants in your flower box or window box happy and healthy. This time of year, a lot of people have window boxes out and they look great, or flower boxes out under patio. So first thing, here's the first thing to do. Be sure to drill a 3/8-inch diameter drainage hole in the bottom of the box. Usually, depending on the size of the box, you might need three or four of them. Space them about 6 to 8 inches apart, because if that soil stays soggy, of course, it's going to eventually drown out the plants. And to stop the soil, from washing through the drainage holes, you can line the box with an inch of gravel. If you're concerned about the added weight, because sometimes these boxes can be pretty big, and if you add an inch or two of gravel, it gets almost too heavy, and especially if it's a window box mounted to the house. So here's an additional tip. You can line the bottom with empty 12-ounce water bottles. Just take the 12-ounce water bottles that are empty, screw the cap on, and line the bottom, because they weigh almost nothing, and that'll keep the soil from going through the drainage holes. Number three, plant the variety of flowering species of different colors. That's how you get that really professional look. So what you want is put flowing vines in the front that will hang down over the front of the box. short plants in the middle and then taller plants toward the rear. So you create this sort of attractive tiered presentation of plants. And then finally, at the end of the season, remove the boxes. A lot of people leave them up all year, but it's much better to remove them, empty out the soil, and store the window boxes or flower boxes indoors until next spring. So there you go. Four tips for flower box plantings.
Well, that sounds great. Another good, simple solution from my buddy, Joe Truini. And Joe, you know, we were talking earlier about exposed gravel slabs as something right. that's real popular and attractive look to it. I was doing a pretty good size washed gravel or exposed gravel type slab a while back. And when I went out, the concrete masons, I said, where's your retardant, you know, that you spray over the top? And they said, it's right there. And all they had was a small bottle of Karo syrup.
And corn syrup.
I was intrigued. Yeah. I said, well, how does that work? He goes, we pour this one thing in our pump up sprayer, add a little water to it. After right. they pour the concrete, which generally that concrete mix will have some extra gravel that they put in out at the batch plant. And then they spray that, and it keeps that top 16th of an inch of the concrete from curing and hardening. And then after an hour or so, they take a water hose and aggressively spray off the top. I'm telling you, it was beautiful to see not only this craftsmanship, but to see right. that nice glossy look of that slab. It really turned out well.
Well, that must be a trick they've been using for generations. And hopefully
yeah.
it won't get lost.
Yeah,
along
no,
the way.
Pretty cool. I wasn't sure what they were doing with that syrup there for a little while. I was looking for the pancakes. That'll pretty much
You're
wrap
You're always
up.
Looking for the pancakes.
That'll pretty much wrap up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. Certainly glad you joined us. If you, the station you listen to doesn't carry the second hour, head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss a thing. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks for listening to this hour of today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420. Or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.